Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NFL experts went over the schedule and looked at some of the things that they really stood out to them. So, matchup you're most excited about. Which team or division is the biggest winner based on the schedule release? The lock, the one lock from the over-under win totals.
Okay.
And your pick to play and win the Super Bowl.
Excellent. Let's get to it.
All right. Which one do you want first? You want to just go in order?
Yeah.
All right. The game you have circled on your calendar, the most excited about matchup, they came by with several. There's six different analysts. Green Bay at Chicago. That's the opener.
Nope.
Nope. Browns at Jets.
No.
Right.
Why? Because of Odell's return to New York?
No, because this was Baker's coming out party last year. Okay.
Okay.
Steelers, Patriots.
Does it give the individual who named that as their
name? That
was
Mike Clay.
Okay.
Casey Joyner, Steelers, Patriots.
No.
No, bored by
that. That's the opener on Sunday night.
Saints at Rams.
Okay.
All right, I'm into that one.
Could be a shootout.
Colts at Chiefs.
No.
Chiefs at Chargers.
No.
Chiefs at Patriots.
Yes.
All right. So
that's good.
Okay. Two of the seven or whatever
actually
gave us something that we can work with.
Yes.
All right. Biggest winner of the schedule is, let me just give you a hint. They play in New England.
Okay.
All right.
Man, the East. Good grief. What a what charity.
Right. So, after hosting the Steelers in week one, the Patriots get the Dolphins, Jets, Bills, Redskins, Giants, Jets.
In order?
In order.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Say that again. Give me the first seven games or eight?
After hosting the Steelers in week one.
Oh, my gosh.
The Patriots get the Dolphins on the road, the Jets at home, the Bills away, the Redskins away, the Giants at home, the Jets at home, and then a Sunday night matchup with the Cleveland Browns. If they can beat Pittsburgh on opening night,
oh my gosh,
they'll be 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, 6-0, 7-0 going into the Browns game.
I don't remember. I know that the schedule of the East is a joke, but I don't remember anything like that.
That's absurd.
Oh, you're going to be throwing hissy fits.
Of course I am. I mean, they're just gifted 10 wins a year.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
Yeah. Mike Clay, the AFC East is the big winner. By any metric, the Patriots, Jets, and Bills will enjoy the three easiest schedules in the NFL. In addition to facing the rebuilding Dolphins twice, those teams will face off with the NFC East and the AFC North, which are arguably the league's two least talented divisions besides the AFC East.
Ooh.
All right.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Called us and the AFC North the least talented?
Along with the AFC East.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it's really us and Philly. And then the AFC East, and then they threw shots at the AFC North as well.
Yes, right. Because the AFC North is now, what is Pittsburgh? Cleveland is up in the air.
Talent through the roof, though.
Yep. Cincinnati is, I mean, their roster's okay. And then Baltimore, like, there's a lot of eight-win teams there.
Okay.
Joyner, the Patriots host the Steelers in week one and don't square off another against another top-tier team until week nine with Baltimore. Add that to closing the season against Cincy, Buffalo, and Miami. I'm just going to run down the New England Patriots schedule for
you. Just do the whole thing.
All right.
Just do the whole thing.
This
is sickening.
Mm-hmm. This is sickening. They start off, obviously, with the Steelers.
Yep.
At the Dolphins. Home to the Jets. At the Bills. At the Redskins. Home to the Giants. At the Jets, home to the Browns, at the Ravens, at the Eagles, home to the Cowboys, at Houston, home to Kansas City, at the Bengals, home to the Bills, home to the Dolphins.
All right, so that's a joke of a final three-game finish. Got a little tougher in there in the middle.
Yeah, but, like, they don't have...
absurdly easy beginning, absurdly easy ending, some struggles there with the Cowboys in the middle.
You cannot justify picking them to lose a game until November 17th.
Cleveland.
No, that's a home game. I can't do that.
Okay. So Cleveland goes to Foxborough?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
You could justify a loss at Philadelphia on November 17th.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the first thing they have there.
That is amazing. They won the championship.
Yeah.
They won the Super Bowl, right?
They did. The Rams are, this is an interesting quirk, the Rams are a winner here. They only have two games kicking off at noon, so 10 a.m. for them,
yeah,
no matter where they are. And that does not include a London game in Week 8. An early start time that teams from the West Coast hope to avoid. Oakland has six games of that regard. Arizona, five. Seattle has four. The Chargers have four. So there you go. And then the Browns, because they're getting a lot of primetime games.
They're getting more than the Cowboys, right?
They're getting the max.
Yeah.
Almost, the Cowboys are getting the max too, right? So which over-under do you feel best about picking right now? Bowen says the Colts over 9.5. Mike Clay, the Cowboys over 8.5.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it just seems like 9 or 10 is a given.
I agree. This is what the write-up says. Dallas has reached the 9-win mark in each of the past three seasons, four of the past five. The defending NFC champs improved their roster in the offseason, adding Quinn, Witten, Cobb, All-Pro Travis Frederick expected to be back.
I'd put a lot of money on the over, man. I really would, on the Cowboys over.
I think the over's a safe one. Here's an interesting thing. Several people picked the Browns under 9, which everyone is kind of already giving them the division.
It's too soon.
Super Bowl contender.
Look, I used to be a... when I played Madden... I'd be most excited to play it when teams like the Cleveland Browns were built.
Mm-hmm.
When you can have dream teams on there. I make all the trades and you change up the rosters, but then you learn as you get older as a sports fan, it doesn't happen that quickly. You got to do it in the second year. Like Pat Mahomes, you and I are on the same page with Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes
was amazing last year.
Is going to regress. Like, it's just a fact of sports.
Just like Dak did. Just like Carson Wentz did.
I'm
going to
do this with Trevor Lawrence. Like, Bassick is crowning Trevor Lawrence as the combination, and I'm not knocking Mike, as Roger Staubach, Dan Marino, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady. Like, Trevor Lawrence is going to struggle mightily throughout his career.
Oh, there's going to be stretches. Of course there is. I mean, look at Tua. We crowned Tua, and then he loses one game, and we're like, oh, my God, maybe he's not the player. Well, what? We're just going to ignore everything else that we've seen?
Yeah.
But there's going to be areas of regression and areas of struggle. It goes like that in every sport with every player. So, yeah, I'm not buying into the Browns just yet. I mean,
it's got to work. There's a lot of egos in there. You have a coach that no one knows. He has zero experience. All right, he's got a cool last name. Sorry, Troy.
Baker.
Baker. Ego. Odell. Ego. Kareem Hunt, issue. Jarvis Landry, ego. There's a lot of combustible parts. It's exciting as you know what, but it can be combustible too.
Oh,
they
yeah.
haven't handled any success either. They have a humongous target on their back.
They have not had to handle anything.
When you're a target, life changes.
Way different, way different. Now, when it comes to the Super Bowl selection, there were seven of these guys and girls that picked who they thought was going to make the ultimate championship game, the Super Bowl. None of them had the Cowboys making the Super Bowl.
Okay.
We've got Chiefs over Bears, Saints over Patriots.
Saints over Patriots, okay.
Chiefs over Eagles, Saints over Patriots, Chiefs over Vikings.
Ugh. Ooh, the Vikings getting back in there. My Minnesota Vikings.
Saints over Chiefs, Pats over Saints.
Man, everyone loves the Saints.
They love the Saints.
And
they
the
love
Patriots.
The Chiefs.
And the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, there's the big three. Notice how the Rams are not in there.
Yes. I wonder why.
Or the Packers, which now we don't really think much of the Green Bay Packers, but they still got Aaron Rodgers. Or Atlanta with Matt Ryan. Obviously, there's no Pittsburgh in there. But there's no Chargers.
Yeah. That's a little surprising.
There you go.
But again, no one knows anything. But it's just fun. Anytime you can talk about the NFL on the home of the NFL and America's team, we take advantage and do it every time we can on 105.3 The Fan. In case you missed it earlier, last thing on the schedule, and the NFL doesn't ever admit any mistakes, the schedule maker admitted a mistake and said, we kind of feel bad what we did at Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers go 49 straight days without playing a home game. And during those 49 days, they'll be traveling a total of 20,378 miles, including trips to L.A. Again, this is from Tampa. To L.A. to take on the Rams. To New Orleans. To London to play the Panthers. To Tennessee for the Titans. And Seattle for the Seahawks. And the director of broadcast planning and scheduling, Mike North, told SiriusXM, I know we're not supposed to root for teams, but I'm kind of rooting for the Buccaneers through October. They may have gotten done dirty. Can you imagine? Everyone thinks they get screwed somehow. Can you imagine this with the Cowboys?
Dude, 49 straight road game or days away from home. I don't care who you are. I hate the Patriots. I would say that's unfair. You can't do that to them. You know, and there are situations where this is where playing in London kills them because that's technically going to be a home game for them, right? Well, but it's not a home game.
Right.
They're not sleeping in their bed. They're traveling 6,000 miles or whatever it is.
Eating crappy food in bad weather with people who have messed up teeth.
Is the food food's that bad, huh?
Yeah. Indian food there is great.
But you can't have Indian food if you're not used to having it before a game, right?
That's right. You probably don't want to have Indian food before a game.
Now, I guess if you're used to it, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine in your stomach. But if I were to have it, oh, man, I don't even know what would happen.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.